Don't be fooled. Pay attention to the details. The unemployment rate went down for the month of January, and the actual employment numbers went up. This suggests a strong economy and maybe inflationary. This also implies that the Bank of Canada may push the timing on the rate cuts. In January, the Canadian labor market saw an additional 37,300 positions. This is a growth that's not the same across the board. Full-time employment actually decreased, while part-time employment increased. Also, the unemployment rate edged down slightly by 0.1 percentage point to 5.7%. So, looking at employment by sector, we saw gains in retail and in fire. Fire is finance, insurance, and real estate industries. Even though the headline numbers suggest a strong labor market, it's not the case. It relies on part-time and public sector jobs. But coupling that with the decrease in full-time employment raises the question about the market's overall health. Additionally, 126,000 increase in population in January, but only 18,000 net new people entered the labor force. Let me say that again. We brought in 126,000 in our population in January, but only 18,000 of that entered the labor force. While job report might initially appear positive, if you look at the deeper analysis on this, it reveals underlying weaknesses. So, we believe that the Bank of Canada is still likely to maintain its current course. Remember, for our real estate and mortgage industries, even though we've seen an increase in the part-time employment, it's the full-time employment numbers that really matters to a lot of our homeowners. Remember, full-time employment numbers decreased in numbers, and that matters the most for home buyers. Bank of Canada is likely to maintain its current course. So what does that mean? Forecasted that the rate decrease will start as early as April or by June or July this year. Have an amazing week.